Rishus Kol Rabbanim. We're incredibly grateful to the Morrises for allowing us this opportunity to come together as yeshiva and to mark Dani's second yahrzeit. Hopefully the learning today and the growth that will flow from today should be Eli Neshama for Nachman Daniel ben Ari Tzvi. Very grateful to Rabbi Schenker, who conceived of how this could look and really put in all the work and all the steps into really bringing this from a concept to Baruch Hashem, a beautiful opportunity for us to have come together to learn together as a yeshiva and to learn about davening, to think about davening, and to learn about davening. Looking around the room, the seniors, many of you remember Danny. Many fellows of various grades may have overlapped with him in shul, in camp, around the neighborhood. So many ideas, so many memories about Dani. And as we've been exploring over the last little while, Makoros about tefillah, so many different ideas about davening. And one of the surprising ones appears actually on the last page. A quote from Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzat in the Derech Hashem. He says, you know, one of the things you do in davening is that you're sharing your stuff with our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Our lives are full of our stuff. The things we want to get done, the people we want to meet, and things we want to buy and stuff. You know, everyone has all sorts of stuff that I do share with other people, I don't share with other people. It's not necessarily all kadosh, overtly. But, and here you see a line from Arya Kaplan's masterful translation of Derech Hashem. It talks about transforming darkness into sparkling brilliance. Parts of my life that aren't overtly ruchnistic. But when I daven, I talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the things that I need. And the stuff that I need is whatever it is. But all of a sudden, I took the stuff that I need that doesn't seem very special and doesn't seem very holy, and I brought it into the light of a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of a sudden, I took something so basic and I elevated it being something ruchni. Because now it's part of my conversation. The stuff of my life is now part of my conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a remarkable idea. If you turn back to page 6, a quote from a sefer that I highly recommend for curious thinking teenagers, and Baruch Hashem, there are several hundred of us in this room right now. Anything that Rav Arya Kaplan wrote, it's pure gold. Pure gold and gold for your age. He wrote so much for thinking teenagers. And here on page 6, in his Handbook of Jewish Thought, Jewish Machshava seems like such a forest of ideas. Rav Arya Kaplan made it smooth, organized, thoughtful, English. Highly recommend getting your hand on it. And here's a little bit. He wonders, source number 3 on page 6, we all know, we've heard before, that somehow davening is a place of karbanos, yonah v'deis hamikdash, so Shachris Mincha Marv is in place of the Seder HaKarbanos and Beis HaMikdash. But honestly, what does that mean? You look at the top of the page, the Pasuk in Hosea, Unishalma Parim Sefaseinu, the animals, the Karbanos we can no longer bring, we have our lips instead. But honestly, what does one have to do with the other? We've heard it before, but if you think about it, how does Davin Shmon Esrei have anything to do with taking an animal and slaughtering it in the Beis HaMikdash? And Rabbi Kaplan says something fantastic. He says, one of the things that a carbon does is you take something, meat, an animal, flesh, physical, not bad, but not spiritual, just physical. When you bring a carbon, you take something physical and you make it a vehicle of your ruchnis. You make it a vehicle of your spirituality. You make it a vehicle of your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what you do when you daven as well. So does prayer unite the spiritual and material. By making the request of our material needs, I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu about a game I want to win. I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu about a toy I'm hoping to get. I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu about a test, about a job, about a friend, whatever stuff of my life. And all of a sudden I took the physical of my life and I made something spiritual. And that's something very, very powerful. The tefillah is an opportunity to share our stuff with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that transforms it. And there's another idea. You know, one of the things that's there's so much to say. One of the countless things that one could say about Dani that I think is something that you and I could tap into. Doesn't matter whether you're in 12th grade or 9th grade or any other grade. For those of you who didn't know him, or if you did, he was not a loud person. And yet, he was comfortable stepping forward. He was, as Rabbi Kahn mentioned, not a loud person, but Hashkama Minyan every Shabbos morning started with Dani at the Amud. And there were candles Minyanim on this campus and beyond that he was a gabay of. He wasn't loud, but he made it happen, and he made it happen well. He was not a loud person. But when he wanted to learn, he made it happen. As Rabbi Kahn referenced, he wanted to be in particular shir, and he pushed and made it happen. He wanted to grow in a certain way, and he was not going to let up until he got to where he wanted to be. You don't have to be a loud person to care about things. You don't have to be a loud person to make good things happen. You don't have to be a loud person to step forward. And what was true in the world of Torah and Avoda was certainly true in the world of Gemilas Chasadim as well. And there were so many people, and so much has come out over the past 2 years, of people who were helped in significant ways, and people who got a lot of chizuk from the kid who wasn't loud, but without being loud and without being noisy, managed to make sure that someone who wouldn't have been included felt included. And someone who wasn't loud and wasn't a big talker who noticed who was a kid who could use a pat on the back, a slap on the shoulder. Who was a kid who could use chizuk? You don't have to be loud to step forward. And that's something that expresses itself in the Machshava of Tefillah as well. On page 8, a quote from deep in Mesilas Yesharim. It talks about thinking about davening is showing up to a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stepping into a conversation, you'll be nosev and nosev. I'm davening. I'm going to step forward. I'm going to have a conversation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites me to have a conversation. And it has to do with my being ready to step up. A Rashi from the very beginning of Chumash. Take a look. The last page I bring you to for now is page 12. Parshat Bereishis. First parak of Bereishis, the Torah takes you through 6 days of Bria, the first day, the second day, the third day, just how things appeared slowly on the canvas of the universe, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls different parts of the universe into being. But then in parak Beis, the Torah gives a little bit of the backstory. What was going on behind the scenes? The Torah says at the top of page 12, Chalsiya chasad etem yir ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had all the seeds in place, but things weren't growing because it hadn't rained. Why hadn't it rained? The Adam Ayin Lavros Adama. It hadn't rained because there were no people yet. What do people have to do with rain? So Rashi says, the second source on page 12, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for a person, Adam Rishon, to come and daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to step up. And that's, they quoted a beautiful piece from Rezriel Tauber. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a system in place. But he wants us to flip the switch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us a radical idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you. Yeah, you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be his partner. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the world work on his own. But the way he created the universe, he wants you and you and you to be his junior partner in making your life happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants every single one of us to step forward. That's a major theme of Chodesh Iyar. When the dominant day is Pesach Sheni, Lama Nigara, the entire Erev Halacha that was given to Klal Yisrael because there are Jews who said, I know I could get away with less, I have an excuse, but I want more. I'm stepping forward because I want. Because I see a need, I see an opportunity, and I want in. You don't have to be loud to step forward, but you have to think. You have to think about what you want. You have to imagine, dream that you can be different than you already are. You can grow past where you already are, and then go for it. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants our involvement. I often think that sometimes people think during a shiva, hopefully if people think long after a shiva, and after a first yahrzeit and after a second yahrzeit, there was someone who was lost to us, who I care about. And what could I do le'ilu nishmasa? You hear the term thrown around. What could I do for the neshama of a person who's no longer alive in olam hazeh? And in many ways, probably the most genuine, authentic ilu neshama is when people who are alive in olam hazeh continue to live properly, continue to make better decisions because of the model of the person who passed away. If I'm inspired to act well, if I'm inspired to reach higher, if I'm inspired to make the right decision and to use my free will, my bechir kafshus in the right way, because of the model of the person who's no longer here, that means he's still impacting how people here are doing mitzvahs. If the nifter is still impacting my good decisions, that's perhaps the greatest ilu neshama of all. That's something that hopefully we walk away from this morning, from this Yom Iyun with. Are these ideas of coming as Donnie did. We're so grateful to Ari Maris for inviting us in for a brief and very intimate moment into Donnie's Siddur, literally. We could take a page, figuratively, out of Donnie's Siddur for ourselves. To also make tefillah our own. To see tefillah going forward. At least once a week, if not every day. Make sure that you, when you step back and step forward into Shemar Esrei, you remind yourself, I'm about to share my stuff, my own life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm about to bring all the different pieces of my life into the light, into the sparkling brilliance of my relationship with Hashem, bringing it into the spotlight, into that holy light. At least once a week, if not once a day, to challenge myself to step up, to challenge myself to step forward, to challenge myself to get out of my comfort zone, do the right thing. And you don't have to be loud, you don't have to have any specific personality to dream about how things could be better and to seek to make it happen. In Torah, in Avoda, in Gmiras Chasadim, to partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to have a holy confidence that I can be even better than I am already, an azus to Kedusha, to dream big for how I can be better, how I can help the people around me to be better, to be greater Avdi Hashem, this Mitzvah Hashem, today's learning, and the growth that will flow from these thoughts, should be an Ilu Neshama, for Nachman Daniel Zechoron Levracha, Ben Ari Tzvi, Shayichya. I thank you all for joining us, joining together, to learn together about davening, to grow together forward.